As we continue to celebrate the great Willie Mays, his passing this week. Very sad, but it's caused a lot of people to look at his great career once again, and I understand it's also generated a tribute song.
It has. All right, what you just heard in the background there was it's the Mick, he just touched home, and we made the P1s endure that song once again.
Endure?
That was created by a human who wanted to pay tribute to Mickey Mantle after he passed away. I think that song was made in 1995. So, Craig, you missed the first three shows this week in which we looked at the technology, AI, that has been generating music. And I don't think it's an understatement, George, to say that you and I were kind of blown away at how good it's gotten at creating a song that is kind of catchy and singable and gets earwormed to you.
And just a few months ago when we would hear these, they weren't quite weird songs. They weren't quite there.
Well, it's gotten a lot better. Now, I wanted it to do a tribute song, since who's got time to do it like we did in the old days with the Mick Just Touched Home? You got to get a songwriter to write horrible lyrics, and you got to get a singer to go into a studio and sing it, and musicians to play anemic instruments. You got to do all that. Nobody's got time for that.
Right. Nobody's got time.
So instead, I just fed in a couple prompts to the AI generation machine that I've used here, which I've tweeted out a link if you want to use my invite code to create your own song so you can do it. And I wanted to write some tribute songs about Willie. Now, I have to say that it could have written better lyrics than this, but I prompted it in such a way to give us ridiculous lyrics. Because I told it I wanted a sappy mid-tempo song about the tragic death of Willie Mays, talking about the crazy ways in which he was killed in bizarre accidents.
Oh my gosh. Sir.
So, it spit out, I think it's trying to do a serious song, but of course I've given it a prompt that's going to result in crazy stuff. So, Junior, this thing thinks for about 10 seconds, and then it spits out a song that it's not only written the lyrics to, but it's also done all the instrumentation to and created a fake voice to put on top of it.
Wow.
Now, this first one is sung by a female, and I think it's a pretty good little song.
Willie Mays slipped on ice. Fell down once, twice. Crazy how it goes. Life's rough throws. Willie May struck by light in the clear, bright light. Insane how he went. No way to repent. Willie May,
Mays.
Gone too soon, we say.
I think I forgot an S.
In so many wild ways. We remember Willie May.
It's Billie Eilish.
Yeah. In a storm, tornado took his form. So unreal to see nature's cruel spree. Oh, Willie was a friend. His life met a wild end. In laughter and in tears, we shared through all the years. Willie May, Willie. Gone too soon, we say. In so many wild ways, we remember Willie May. Ooh, ooh, ooh. He got trapped in a storm. Tornado took his form. So unreal to see. Nature's cruel spree.
Cruel spree.
Oh, Willie was a friend. His life met a wild end. In laughter and in tears, we shared through all these. Willie May, Willie May.
Not that bad.
No.
Pretty catchy.
In so many wild ways.
Put in there that he had several accidents.
Yeah, his life met
slipped
a
on ice.
Left wife met a. Life met a wild end.
Tornado took his form. So, pretty good. Yeah. Pretty catchy little song.
Yeah.
But after I heard that, I'm like, whoa, I wanted a guy to sing it because of the Mick Just Touched Home.
Yeah.
I wanted that. So, instead, I put in a prompt of male voice country song about the tragic death of Willie Mays. about the increasingly crazy ways in which he was killed. Chorus should include the phrase, Willie Mays, he just touched home. This is what it gave me.
Willie Mays grew up in Georgia's red clay, swinging for the fences, come thunder or rain. One dark night, fate took a twisted path, the ballad of his end, a strange aftermath. He tripped on a straight back, fell head over heels, landed on a pitcher's mound with fate revealed. A meteor shower, rain from the sky. Poor Willie Mays didn't have time to ask why. Oh, our hero legend known. Caught by fate's cruel undertone. Willie Mays, he just touched home.
Thought that it only did a triple phrase there.
He got up again, just brushing off dirt, only to be struck by a runaway car. The umpire cried foul, but the damage was done. Willie shook his head, knew his race was run. Wild pitch, set up on a blaze.
Now that just sends me into hypnosis. A wild pitch set the barn ablaze.
Flames licking high, fire was a craze. They tried to save him, but the barn was his too. Willie Mays met his peculiar doom. Oh, my hero legend known.
It's so much better.
Yeah. Actually, some of those lines aren't bad.
Yeah, though. And if you give it a real prompt, it will come up with a few phrases that you go, that's actually good writing. That's actually good writing.
I thought there was one in there, so the one about his race being run.
Yeah. Yes. So, and here's the thing. This did it in 10 seconds, what would take humans quite a while to do it. And most people, yes, we want the human touch of... of hearing a song that's done by humans, and but most of us just give us something that's we can tap our toes to, sing along to, and give us a feel.
Yeah,
and it's really mastered the art of getting you the toe tapper beat,
yeah,
and how to build up to the emotional crescendo. And it's you missed us talking about this. We talked about it several times throughout the week, but. I wanted to at least conclude with a touching tribute to Willie.
Very touching.
See how well a computer could do versus 1995's human could
do. The fact that it can do it in 10 seconds and produce something of that quality is incredibly great. And
with a janky prompt like Willie and a bunch of increasingly bizarre accidents.
It's incredibly great and incredibly scary.
Yeah.
I
know. It is frightening.
Well...
all right, way to go, Gordo.
Yeah, as I say, AI is the amusing iceberg.
Yes.
Hey, look at that thing.
Caught in a winter's embrace when he stood at midfield in that frozen place with a voice like a trumpet, loud and defiant. He'd bellow Kramer was offside like a mighty giant. Oh, Gordo, what have you done? In the land of the Packers, there's nowhere to run. 600 balls to pay the toll, but your legend proves in every heart and soul.
Oh, my legend grew big in every heart and soul. That's interesting.
The cheeseheads refuming, things full of eye. While Gordo just grin, added fuel to the fire. They dragged him away. Cuffed hands in the cold, off to a cell,
His story unfolded back in Dallas.
Anytime claps.
Their morning laugh. Now in trouble so deep, they set up a fund to raise up the bucks to free their wild young monkey from the bad luck.
Oh, God, oh,
what have you done? In the land of the Packers, there's nowhere to run. 600 bones to pay the toll, but your legend proves.
Obviously, this guy fed it a lot of information because it had Yuck Monkey in there, and $600, which was my bail, had that figure right, had the fact that I screamed Jerry Kramer is offside.
Funny, pretty good.
Yeah, it's a tool that you can have lots of fun with, just goofing around with it. And then finally, this from JS. This is a nice little sentiment to end with. Says, y'all been talking about the NBA on TNT crew, and I just wanted to tell all three of y'all that y'all guys are awesome. I love what you do. No. He says that you guys are my Ernie, Kenny, and Shaq, and Charles.
Ernie.
And I guess I can throw in Mike Ducey as the fourth muser. Thank you, guys. That's very sweet.
That's really nice.
Very nice.
Okay, but which one is which? Who's Ernie? Who's Kenny? Who's Shaq? Who's Charles?
Guess I'm Shaq since I was a prolific scorer and rebounder.
No, I don't think so. Or would you be the Ernie because you are the traffic cop of the show, but you're not as straight-laced as Ernie. Mike Ducey's more straight-laced than you, right?
Can I be Charles?
You want to be Charles.
He was still singing Hound Dog.
Although Mike is crazy. So thank you for that, JS. That was very sweet of you.
Very nice.
And see everyone at Summer Chill this evening. I ask you something, and you start, and you realize after the first sentence that this is not going to land with this audience.
Yes.
This is going to be a waste of both of our time, but you're committed, and you have to keep going through it.
Almost every segment I do on this show.
Oh, no, Junes. No. Brandel says, Gordon! Because I love you so much and I'm seriously concerned for what you do to both your mind and your body. However, I understand that you are a big-time Warren Commission cheerleader, supporter, and defender.
That's a good way to describe him.
Oswald. And I stand with those who stand against you, Gordon. To get a better understanding of how the little pieces of the puzzle tie together to show the obvious and undeniable picture, you should listen to a few of RFK's podcast interviews regarding his father and his uncle's murders.
Oh, boy.
He goes into great details of some very scary and disturbing facts that he was privy to leading up to and after the deaths of John and Robert. Well, I don't think he was privy to them leading up to the deaths, but I understand what he means. But makes you realize that all the government tells you isn't gold. Love to you, George Jr. and Mushmouth. So yeah, I'll give it a listen. Do you think, do you think that RFK has any chance of making a dent in the election? But you know what I decided to do? Put it in reverse and just back out of the conversation.
That's right. Yeah. Good idea.
Thank you. Brian says, this Willie Mays AI song, not that bad. I'm quitting music. Thank you, Gordon. Oh, no.
Willie May.
That has been stuck in my head ever since we played it at 8:40. That Willie May.
Did you forget to put the S in there?
Yeah, I messed up the prompt.
Deal?
And so she sang Willie May instead of
Gordon.
Willie Mays. Oh,
now,
is that all we got?
If you gave that the same prompt, but you just added the S, would the exact same song come out?
No. It writes a new one each time.
Oh, okay.
You give it a prompt.
Okay.
Jody Dean, DFW radio legend, Jody Dean, he X'd and said talking to his daughter about part-time jobs while she's in college, talking to the daughter, this is in his voice, right? Talking to the daughter about part-time jobs while she's in college, and the phrase prompt artist comes up. Whole new world, he says. Yeah, that is now a legitimate job title, is people who are prompt artists. They are people who know how to get the best results out of generative AI, and they know how to prompt these engines.
Wow.
And that is now an official job. You think if you'd described that to your great-great-grandfather who was stuck behind an ox for 12 hours a day? Hey, great-great-grandfather, think about becoming a prompt artist.
What? Somebody's got to feed them hogs.
Jackie says, do you prompt the genre with this AI song generator? It seems like so many of these songs have a country touch or are outright country. Yeah, you can tell it whatever genre you want. Like P1 Nick was sending me songs that he did that are 80s hair metal bands. It'll do that too. It'll do any kind of genre. I was putting in there country just because it's, you know, I don't know. It's easy to listen to. And so, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. We did rap.
Yeah, we did. Junior, you missed that one. It was a rap song about Donnie and his dog Basil. We also did a country song about George and Gunner that was...
It was a tearjerker.
It was a tearjerker song, yeah.
Okay.
Guarantee, yeah. Whenever Gunner is no longer with us, you will listen to that AI song and you will cry your eyes out.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had a P1 that sent in the Ballad of Gordo at Lambeau. I haven't heard this in its entirety. Let's take just at least a brief sampling of it. They caught him Gordo. By the way, for our new listeners who may not know, I was arrested at Lambeau Field in the mid to late 90s for trespassing. I was on the air with the Hard Line. I had a cell phone, and they told me to sneak into Lambeau Field, and I did. And some Green Bay fan back here in Dallas called the Green Bay Police Department and told them that there was a guy trespassing on Lambeau Field.
You were trespassing.
So I was arrested and thrown in the back of a squad car and spent 5 hours in jail because of it. And this happened live on the air.
They called him Gordo, king of the airway, with a mic in his hand, he tear through the days. A Dallas sports talk host, full of laughter and guile. Well, he never shied away from stirring the pile. He was up in Green Bay, caught in a winter's embrace. When he stood at midfield in that frozen place, with a voice like a trumpet, loud and defiant, he bellowed Kramer was offside like a mighty giant. Oh, Gordo, what have you done? In the land of the Packers, there's nowhere to run. 600 bones to pay the toll, but your legend through big in every heart and soul.
Oh, my legend grew big in every heart and soul. That's interesting.
The cheeseheads refuming, things full of eye, while Gordo just grinned, added fuel to the fire. They dragged him away, cuffed hands in the cold, off to a cell, his story unfolded. Back in Dallas, the fans couldn't believe their morning laugh. Now in trouble so deep, they set up a fund to raise up the bucks, to free their wild young monkey from the bad luck. Oh, Gordo, what have you done? In the land of the Packers, there's nowhere to run. 600 bones to pay the toll, but your legend through.
Okay. obviously, this guy fed it a lot of information because it had Yuck Monkey in there and $600, which was my bail. Had that figure right. Had the fact that I screamed Jerry Kramer is offsides.
Funny, pretty good.
Yeah, it's a tool that you can have lots of fun with, just goofing around with it. And then finally, this from JS. This is a nice little sentiment to end with. It says, y'all been talking about the NBA on TNT crew, and I just wanted to tell all three of y'all that y'all guys are awesome. Love what you do. No. He says that you guys are my Ernie, Kenny, and Shaq, and Charles.
Ernie.
And I guess I can throw in Mike Ducey as the fourth muser. Thank you, guys. Oh, that's very sweet.
That's really nice.
Okay, but which one is which? Who's Ernie? Who's Kenny? Who's Shaq? Who's Charles?
Guess I'm Shaq since I was a prolific scorer and rebounder.
No, I don't think so. Or would you be the Ernie because you are the traffic cop of the show, but you're not as straight-laced as Ernie? Mike Ducey's more straight-laced than you, right?
Can I be Charles?
You want to be Charles?
He was still singing Hound Dog.
Although Mike is crazy. Crazy. So thank you for that, JS. That was very sweet of you.
Very nice.
And see everyone at Summer Chill this evening.